ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam is right. Hi everybody, it's Bill Leff and it's Mark Harmon. This is a very special episode of the Bonus Hour because it's very possible no one can hear it.
You know, I used to do a radio show that no one listened to, so this feels comfortable for
me.
Yes.
You're a pro. All right, so in case you can hear this, I'm Bill, that's Mark. You already know that. Mark is filling in for Wendy. She'll be back next week. But we've been told by several engineers, by the Army Corps of WGN engineers, that there's a very good chance that today's show is not being heard. If you can hear us, good for you. We'll do our best to entertain and enlighten. If you can't hear us, you can't hear this, so what am I apologizing for?
847, not getting audio from the stream, not hearing Bill and Mark.
Uh-oh.
708, hi, not hearing Bonus Hour.
Uh-oh.
815, just so you know, no audio on the streams. I believe these people are accurate, but
yes,
there is a chance that at any moment we
that
might bust through.
Someone could hear us.
Right.
Yes.
But I get to hear you, Bill, and we could just talk.
I get to hear you? So this will be fun.
Can we send this to someone and say that, like, if this was radio,
yes,
it'd be, you know,
this is our new demo tape,
something big. I mean, you're good. I mean, you have this show that you do, but, you know, I'd like a bump up.
Well, sure. All right. So, yeah. So we will do the show as normal. You'll still be able to. And again, I know I'm saying this to possibly no ears, but if you can hear this, enjoy. You'll still be able to download this. It's the podcast will still be intact.
Should we perhaps text what we're saying to
yes.
the people on the text line?
Everybody.
Because I see Jasmine, I believe, is typing in here to the people. We're working on it.
Yes.
And then the thumbs up are coming back that they're happy that we're working on it.
Right.
Maybe if we audio transcribe what we're saying,
that's
somebody
not a bad
might,
idea.
Somebody might laugh.
That's a solid idea. Right.
630, not hearing anything on the stream.
So today's show is very much, you know, that old analogy about a tree falling in the forest, and if no one's there, can they still hear it? Today, we are that tree in the forest.
Listen,
and I are the tree falling in the forest.
If you had told me that when I get to come in, fill in for Wendy,
mm-hmm.
that there would be no stream working, I would have
right.
still sprinted to the studio to be a part of this.
You will notice, Mark, that yesterday at a half an hour earlier than this, we had similar difficulties. I believe that Wendy has a magnet that she runs over the board when she knows she's taking a vacation and just goes, see what it's like without me, and then just runs the magnet and then just heads out. If she does.
It's a good survival.
Everyone needs survival tactics.
Right. 331, there's nothing coming over the stream. 708, hi, Bill and Mark, where are you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is not good. 708, what happened to the Bonus Hour?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Bill, now you're getting blamed. 630, Bill running the board again, can't hear the stream.
In all fairness, there's something to that.
Really?
Because they shouldn't let me run the board. At home, I'm not allowed to touch the toaster. So at work, here I am running a board.
I've been here for nearly 2 days of show. You've done a great job.
But you'll notice whenever I need to hit something, there are roughly in front of me, I'm going to just take an estimated guess, 120 to 130 switches in front of me. Buttons, switches, knobs. I don't know what any of them do. From time to time, Jasmine will say in my ear, hit the button, and I'll hit a button, and then I say, I hope that was the right button.
Hope for the best.
I don't know if it is, but I hit a button.
Well, the only time that I've noticed a slight technical issue, that was when we went to Andy yesterday, and
yes.
that was clearly not your fault.
I don't think it was.
I'd like to fully shine a light on someone else. I won't name any names.
Thank you.
So I think you did
right.
a great job.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah. And just knowing that you're here, it makes me feel better because you do know what you're doing. So if somebody came to their senses and went, you guys switch seats, put Mark where the buttons are and Bill, you sit over there, I would have to agree with them.
Yeah.
I would just go, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
563, hey guys, no audio on WGN Extra. There's some momentum here.
Can they see us?
I don't know.
They can't see us.
No, they can't see us either.
Are we on CLTV?
No.
can they see Eric Rung in news?
Yes.
Can they see Lauren Lapka in traffic?
Well, they're looking at Steve Bertrand now.
Oh, they are. Could we? Why don't we do this? Why don't we go into Steve's studio And just like in one corner of wherever Steve's picture is, we'll do our show. We'll do it quieter so the people who want to hear the Wintrust Business Lunch, they'll get what they want. But we'll just do a quieter version in the corner.
Is there any chance that we could turn this into a podcast? Like, hey, if you missed the audio, they
yes.
You know?
We could. I think we will do that.
I'm almost sure we're going to do that
every day.
Yeah.
See? Well, now there's value right there.
There's an instant value.
So, and for all you texting in, look at you. You've helped contribute to content greatly now.
Can I do an experiment really quickly?
Sure.
If anyone is able to hear us right now, you can hear us live.
630, still nothing at WGN Extra. Yeah, but go ahead.
I was going to say, just call the number. I just want to know if there's one person out there who's somehow...
Good idea.
Maybe they're using a shortwave radio. Maybe they've made... I don't know if your school did this. There was a year where we made a radio out of a potato.
Come on.
We really did.
No, you didn't.
I don't know if that capability still exists. But if you have a shortwave radio or just an Idaho spud and you made a radio.
The potato radio?
Yeah, the potato.
The potato. Okay.
Hey, that's a great name for it. 312-235-2525. I just want to know, if only one person can hear us, I'm good with that. 312-235-2525. If you can somehow hear us live, not later on a podcast, because you and I will have already gone home.
Okay, yeah, right? That's true.
So if you can hear us now, it's 12:20. It's Friday, December 16th, 1983. If you can hear us, give us a call right now at 312-235-2525.
December 16th, 1983.
Yeah, am I wrong on the date?
Maybe in spirit you're correct.
Yeah, I couldn't be off by much.
You know what's going on in my stomach right now, and I don't think it's because of the stream.
Uneasy feelings.
Yes, I've got some uneasy feelings going on, and I'm realizing that the closer we get to 1 o'clock, which is now in 39 odd minutes.
Yes,
I have to go down and get my car at the towing place, and it's so uncomfortable down there. People get yelled at and. Something always goes wrong.
For people who don't know, Mark parked in a zone that where there was plenty of warning saying starting at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m., they're going to start towing cars.
4 a.m.
So when you went down to get here today to get to your car...
At 6:30 a.m.
The car was already gone.
Yeah.
Do you have the money with you to get your car out of towing?
I have this car, this plastic thing that they swipe.
Put it on your charge card.
And then it works, yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe I should get cash. Maybe there's a charge for the credit. And I think I can do credit. I'm an expert with this, unfortunately.
Does the car pound still exist here in downtown Chicago that's kind of by underneath Lower Wacker?
Literally straight down from us is where I'm going.
That's where it is, isn't it?
It is. The car's like right below us.
It's like in a subterranean city.
It's terrifying.
That you
down
only
there.
See in movies where the earth has been destroyed. They always have that scene where in a post-apocalyptic world, you go down there and you go, who could live like this? But that's where the cars are impounded.
It's the worst place on earth and the most unhappy people of all time.
There's mole people working there.
Yeah,
what sort of car do you have?
When did the car get in here?
Right.
I mean, it's a terrible feeling. The next person comes in, they're banging on the thing. Somebody's got a gun. None of it's comfortable.
And your charge on this again is $250 roughly?
I'm eyeballing a $250. I think it's $140 for the tow, and then.
But you'll have learned your lesson. This won't happen anytime again soon, will it?
So this like the last time I got towed, I parked in a no parking tow zone.
Yeah.
Right out in front of a building. All I had to do was literally run in, grab like my coat, and run back out. I get out of the car. I put the blinkers in. I run in. I take the elevator up. I come back down. Car's gone. I take a cab to the tow things. I see the car's pulling in. I'm like, were you sitting there waiting to take somebody?
No one could be that fast.
I mean, how is that even possible? No, I was not. You weren't. Did you see the blinkers on? Yes, I did. Did you see that you parked? I'm like, this is ruthless. So that one I would like to, I'm like, okay.
Was it Lincoln Towing?
That one was not. I think
it was not.
Yeah, no, this was.
Because that's how they, that's what put them in the stratosphere of towing was doing exactly what you just described.
I mean, that was like straight dirty. This, on the other hand, I mean, I did get a notice on my car the other day. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I see you parking here now. Don't do this in a couple of days because there is this festival coming.
We'll take your car.
So this one's on me. I 100% take the blame. But it's tough out there. Just be aware.
When Terry and I first started dating in Rogers Park, I had heard stories about Lincoln Towing, but I didn't grow up anywhere near that part of town, so I didn't know how ruthless they were.
Right.
So one night we had an apartment with assigned parking, and as the sign said, if you're parked in a space that isn't yours, your car will be towed at the owner. It always says at the owner's expense. I don't know who else you would expect to pay for your car being towed at a neighbor's expense. Really? How did you pull that off?
Sweet.
We just did. Right. So one night I come home from work and there is a car, a minivan is parked in my spot. So I call Lincoln Towing. I tell them the whole story. They go, we'll send a guy. Oh, a guy will come over. We'll send him. Go. So I say, make sure you don't take my car because I'm double parked in front, but I can't get into my space. Ah, why would we? Yeah, that's not a problem. I wait. Nobody's coming to get the car. I go out to look. My car has been towed.
Oh, my God.
So I call them up. I tell them the story. They go, you were really, when you called, you were very unclear on which car you wanted towed.
Oh, my God.
I said, did you think I called you to tow my own car? Why would I do that?
That's upsetting. And
another time with them, they took, this is back in the days of tape decks in your car, they took not my tape deck, but all my tapes. I had a little case that had like 60 tapes.
Billy Joel?
They were all gone, mostly Billy Joel, some Hall & Oates, a couple Duran Duran.
loved all of it. Go ahead.
So I go back to Lincoln Towing. I go, you guys, you not only towed my car, but you somebody stole my tapes. Here's what they say at the desk. It was probably Phil.
Phil,
yeah, he was the music lover at Lincoln Towing. So if your car was ever towed by them and your tapes were missing, Phil's the most likely candidate.
Did you find Phil?
No, I couldn't find Phil. Phil was off
Phil?
On assignment. Phil. Right, they said it like very casually, like, "Oh yeah, of course." Phil. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you with that, but yeah, Phil deserves the tapes.
I'm sure. Wow,
but
Phil,
remember a year or so ago they were about to lose their license, Lincoln Towing,
right,
for this sort of behavior. And then somehow they got a reprieve, and it's business as usual over there.
I thought they were canceled for...
No, they're still in business.
No, come on, Rice.
I drive past them every day.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
On Clark, yeah.
Lincoln?
They were told they had to close up. That
yeah,
there were so many infractions over the years that enough was enough. You've lost your license. And then somehow they found a way back in.
Can we call Lincoln Towing, considering we don't have anything else?
No, they'll
come and
they'll
kill
tow you.
It does say here, one star, Lincoln Towing, 4882.
How did they get a star?
Well, right, so let's look. Okay, hold on a second.
I can't figure out for the life of me, is that a four-star basis or a five-star basis?
Lincoln Towing.
Who even gave them that high of a rating?
These folks are still operating illegally. They need to put a stop to the tow truck drivers who are working for these sleazeballs. Answer.
Agreed.
I've worked there
that
since.
That was from, you know who wrote that? Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa got her car towed. Her Chevy Impala was towed by them.
Answer to that question. I've worked there since 1985 and have a very good towing record, so I sleep good at night because I always did the right thing.
That sounds like Phil.
Yeah, that must be
He's
Phil.
Listening to soothing music in the background. He's listening to my Hall & Oates tape.
He's got, you can't.
Shh, quiet, Kisses on My List is on. Everybody keep it down.
You Make My Dreams Come True is next.
How did Lincoln Towing even get one star in a four-star rating system?
I thought they were.
They're the worst.
They have 205 reviews. 203 of them are one star. There's one five-star review.
What?
Super unprofessional. Probably one of the worst people I've ever dealt with.
Easily.
Oh boy. The one star. Here's a two star. I never had a good experience with a towing company at this time, and this time didn't change that narrative, but they still gave two stars. That's a generous rater right
there. When you drive by Lincoln Towing at night, the gates are closed, and they've got these dogs that patrol the yard, and they're the same dogs from the movie The Omen. They're like half wolf, half dog. They've got like death in their eyes, and they patrol the fence, like the perimeter of the fence, and if you stare at them, they can turn into other animals. They can turn into bats if they want to.
I'm unnerved right now. I thought that like the one thing we could celebrate in the city is that Lincoln Towing had gone away.
No, when they first announced it, now keep in mind this is like a year and a half ago, I go, what took them so long? They're always up on charges for doing illegal things. Thank goodness somebody finally came to their senses and they're closing them down. And then they finally magically got a reprieve somehow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're still up and running.
That's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. Do you need somebody to go down with you? Because this is a dangerous area, the subterranean level that you're getting your car from. When I say somebody, I mean Jasmine, because I've got plans after the show.
Some things in life, I appreciate you offering Jasmine up, but some things in life you have to do alone.
Yep.
And
this is one of them.
You know, when you go in the doctor's office for that invasive procedure of testing the old you know, prostate, whatnot, you got to do that.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack, as we say in the business?
Right. This is the same thing. Going to get your car at the towing place, you got to do this by yourself.
Yeah, a man has to do that on his own.
Right.
I get it, Mark. I totally get it. All right, we'll take a break. Kim Gordon will stop by. She'll give you the news. And then more of us, a very special episode of the Bonus Hour on WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff, it's Mark Harmon. For those of you listening, you're not. You can't. It's impossible. If you're listening on a podcast, extremely possible. But right now, the stream is being worked on, we're being told.
Do your best newscast ever here, Kim.
Make this the best newscast of all time.
By the time they get it, it'll be really old news. But
I guess so.
I think it's going to stand the test
of time. Could you, Kim, do some stories that are potential news stories that could happen in the near future?
How about it's going to snow 6 feet in January?
Yes!
There we go!
That sort of thing.
Okay.
Do that. All right, it's Bill Leff, it's Mark Harmon, Kim Gordon sitting in with us. It's a show that you can't hear. I know that's strange. Why would you do a show that we can't hear? But you can hear it on the podcast if you are hearing us. This show has already taken place. That's why much of your news was this might
old
happen.
Well,
I don't want to say old news, but news that's already been.
It's still relevant.
Right. But not most news, even upon its reporting, even if it's instantaneous, it kind of already happened.
Right.
There's not that much predicting going on in the news.
I just think this shows how much we really appreciate the opportunity to be in front of this microphone.
How much we love radio.
So true.
Right? I mean, we would just sit here and literally do it
for ourselves.
For ourselves.
We're doing it for ourselves.
Which, again, I used to do back in the day where I remember I was really happy. My partner was Doug Russell, who now has a night show on WTMJ in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And so we were doing Yahoo Sports Radio, and they were, I think, making up the fact that we had affiliates, which we didn't really have, and it was an afternoon show. And I'm like, and one day, like about 1 month in the show, I'm like, we're not talking to anyone, are we? He's like, no, we're not.
This was a brokered show?
It wasn't brokered.
It was not brokered?
It was Yahoo Sports Radio, which is now SB Nation Radio, and maybe they're doing things differently now than they were then. But we were thrilled one day when this bug showed up on the window, and I thought, well, at least we've got this bug that could be perhaps gaining some level of, I don't know, a reverberation from that, you know, could be impacting his
day.
You're
benefiting people,
right.
Bugs anyway.
So this seems...
This is, in comparison, right. It's nothing.
708 is texting, is the stream messed up? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
But you can't hear us telling you that. It's okay.
I saw Jim Holland, who's one of our engineers at WGN, was on a phone call, and there was a lot of nodding, which I saw as a positive. I couldn't hear what was being said, but I saw Jim nodding a lot, and I went, I think this is a step in the right direction.
I think we can blame the heat for a lot of this.
It's because the heat.
Even today, ABC in New York, they were having horrible troubles.
Oh,
really? We haven't been able to get like feeds from them all day, too. And it's not here. It's in New York. And it's hot there, too.
This seems a little bit disappointing. Yesterday, I mean, Steve Cochran couldn't make it to his reunion because there was rain. We used to be able to fly in the rain, and now it's hot. We can and things are, the stream's melting.
Yeah,
everything's just burning up.
Would you join? Mark and I have decided that as soon as the show is over, we're going to set up a slip and slide. Would you be interested in that, Kim?
Oh, I love a good
You're
slip
in?
And slide.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
Did you? What was Bill Leff's childhood strategy when it was really hot out? Did the Leff family have any? Was there like what were those? The icy poppy?
Oh, we always had the ice pops.
The push ups. No, the ones in the bag.
I love the push up, but what about the thin plastic thing?
Always
that was, like,
had
purple
those.
That you would, you know,
yeah,
you know what I'm
that
talking
was a
about?
Given
this is radio that I'm showing myself pushing up.
It was just, it was a long thin, like a popsicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But
the clear plastic.
Yeah. Those were so good.
Flavor
ice. Did
you
get mad though when it broke off at the end?
Yep.
Like you push it up and it would fall out.
And you ate plastic to always.
Right. Now, did you do the thing where you would save you would save some of the juice? And when I say juice, there was no juice involved.
Right.
It was just a colored liquid. But you'd let it melt, and then with your fingers, you'd break it down a little bit so that your last couple slurps were nothing but the flavored colored juice.
Yeah, and that was when you knew you were actually getting cancer at that moment.
Yes, this can't be good for me.
Now they have something very similar at Costco, like those push-ups, but they're it's like frozen rosé.
Ooh. What?
Yes, you need to go.
Now that is...
Yeah. And little martini type of little push-ups. Yeah, they have them at Costco.
Perfect for the adult patio.
Exactly.
this is nice.
All right. As long as we're talking about the slip and slide, which for people who don't know, it was like a vinyl carpet that you would lay out on your lawn and you would hose it down.
I wouldn't call it a carpet. I'd call it a plastic sheet.
Yeah, I guess it was a plastic sheet, right?
It wasn't that thick.
A dangerous toy.
Very.
Are we in agreement? Yeah.
I thought it was dangerous. I thought lunatic kids were always on there. You're going to slide into someone and break their legs. Like, what's going on here?
Well, it wasn't our house that had it. It was two doors down. Our neighbors would have it. And the payoff was right by the sidewalk and the driveway. So if you successfully got all the way down your slip and slide, the payoff was you were on very rough terrain, you know, on the driveway. But the kids didn't care. It was fun.
How hot was that when your feet hit it?
Oh, burning hot. Yeah. Burning hot. Do you also remember something? I think this was called a water weenie. So what you would do is you would put it on your hose, and it would just fly off in different directions.
We had that. Yeah.
Was that called a water weenie? No.
No.
What was the water weenie?
That's wishful thinking on your behalf.
I remember something was... there was
water
some
weenie. Weenie. Hold on.
I don't know. Remember the water weenie.
I think it's spelled W-E-I-N-Y.
No, you can... It's pulling up your water weenie Amazon.
What is the water weenie?
The water weenie squirt, super squirt.
Didn't this just spray in random directions off your hose?
$6.99, the water weenie.
Oh, the price hasn't changed dramatically.
Something else.
You got 4.5 stars here. Okay,
that's more than Lincoln Towing on a good day.
Okay, but didn't last long. Exactly what I expected. I'm sure the kids will have a blast. It doesn't... I'm not getting a great product description
it doesn't say
here,
what
Bill.
It does?
But the reviews are pretty positive here for the water weenie.
So, it was just fun to ask for one.
It's a great
name. You guys
name.
Go to the store? I am. Could you pick up a water weenie? Yeah, we'll get you a water weenie. What size? That's embarrassing. You don't need to know that.
A water weenie super squirt. Quick Trek jumbo dog inflatable also falls under the water weenie.
I don't know what that is.
It's called the water wiggle.
The water
is it doing what I'm explaining? Water, where you put the top of it, you run it over your hose, and then it just kind of sprays off in
like
random directions.
But yeah, it goes different ways.
You know what's strange is as a kid, like on almost every summer day, I can't say every day, but more days than not, either my mom would set it up for my friends and myself, or one of their moms were. You just set up a sprinkler in the yard, and you would spend the day just running back and forth through the sprinkler.
That was fun.
When was the last time? I mean, I know we're adults now. It would seem irresponsible, but aren't you ever tempted as you're walking down a street and you see somebody with a sprinkler to go, I wouldn't mind running through that.
I see at the park right across from me, you know, there's the whatever, they got the water flow coming off.
Yeah.
And I want to walk in there with the two-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah. That looks like fun.
You'd be made fun of.
I don't.
It's not fair.
They would be looking at me like, you don't belong here, sir, but that looks fun to me. And it was very efficient, too.
Right.
And there was nothing better than a good water balloon.
So much fun. So much fun.
I didn't know the rambunctious side of Kim Gordon with a water balloon fight. Wow.
I bet you're pretty mean on a water
balloon. We used to buy water balloons, and then it came with a special adapter for your hose so that, you know, it was kind of long. You
really?
This little plastic thing you screwed onto your hose, and then it was a longer attachment, almost looked like a thin udder, and then you could put the balloon right over there, and it filled up, and it was
very
genius.
Efficient.
Yes.
Very efficient. Have you guys seen this thing that they make? It's an inflatable water slide. I mean, this is so unfair. We were born, honestly, 30 years, 40 years too soon.
Especially you, Bill, because the toys are so much
better. I would have loved the stuff that kids have now. You inflate this giant structure that is it's like a water slide. There's a back area where you climb up a ramp and some stairs to get to the top, and then it spins you around a couple times before you get to the bottom, and then you land in a little pool of water. It's not that expensive.
Do we have a name for this? I'm going to Google it, please.
I'm also going to call this the water weenie.
Water.
I'm going to call whatever we discuss between now and the end of the show, I'm going to refer
just
to as
Google
a water weenie.
Blow up outdoor water slide.
Water weenie blow up outdoor
portable,
slide.
Portable water slide or water slide for home use.
Oh, here we go. We've got the Banzi Battle Blast Adventure water slide. Wow,
is it gigantic?
Look at this thing.
How much is it? Is it under $100?
Yes, it is.
Can you imagine that?
I would have had that for my kids.
The Banzai Slide and Soak Splash Park. This looks amazing.
It's an inflatable water park you can put in your own yard.
Yeah, there's kids one's going down the slide, the other two are just hanging out, there's water coming down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was born in 63.
$349, by the way.
Oh, $349?
For this one.
Okay,
there
was
the
one
level.
That I saw that was just under 100. It was like 97 or 98.
Okay.
And even though I'm an adult, I'm thinking that's a solid investment. I wouldn't mind having that.
How many people do you think will Amazon Prime these slides like in this 150? That thing, there will be a glut.
A ton of them. I just missed when I was a kid. This is just perfect for you, Mark. I just missed the big wheel. I missed that by a couple years.
Oh, my God. The big wheel's my thing.
You had a big wheel?
My brother had a big wheel, and I could fit on it. It was
I just missed the big wheel. And then a couple years later, they had, for a couple of years, these didn't last long, something called the Green Machine.
Oh, yeah.
That was a graduate. Yes.
Yeah.
A graduated big wheel.
For me, it was the big wheel, and then you got the Mighty Mac winter coat. No,
what's that?
It was like supposedly the best coat for a kid. It kept you super warm.
Yeah, and then, Kentucky, we didn't need anything.
No coats like this.
Right. So then you would get the mitten with the clip to the coat, so you wouldn't lose your.
Did you have Garanimals when you were a kid?
I didn't have Garanimals. Okay. I had a truck. I had a red truck.
Oh.
I had a tough childhood.
You grew up tough.
We didn't have Highland Park.
Kim, what was the thing? It was not a big wheel and it was not a green machine, but you sat in a little, it looked like an outer space disc or saucer.
Oh, the sit and spin where you spun?
You had.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of, with the two wheels and the you had handles. That's
right.
Exactly what
and
I'm thinking
you could spin yourself around on it. It had no, like you couldn't purposely.
I'm picturing it was red and yellow.
Red, yellow, and white. Yeah. So you couldn't get in it and go straight in it because the more you projected yourself, the more it would spin you.
It was almost like a tilt-a-whirl kind of.
Yes.
Without being on a tilt-a-whirl.
Yes. What was that called?
Mm.
I want one of those.
I do too.
A couple of years ago, I was talking about, when I was doing the night show, I was talking about big wheels and how I always felt that my childhood was incomplete because I was too big to ride them. They came a couple years too late. And somebody said, there's a company now that makes adult-sized big wheels.
That's true.
I looked it up. It looks amazing. It's like the size of a small car, but it's a big wheel.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wouldn't that be fun to ride to work in that every day?
Did your girls have power wheels? Because my boys had a couple power
wheels. Remind me what that is, because I know the name.
With the cars that you could actually drive. Like your girls probably had the Barbie Jeep.
No, they didn't have that, but I know what the Barbie Jeep is.
We had a Jeep, and we had...
That has a little battery in it, so it actually goes like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's
my
fun.
My boys love that.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm looking at big wheels right now, Bill.
For adults.
Yeah. Well, the original classic big wheel is $174.
By Marks or Mattel? Who made the big wheel?
The big wheel was made by...
I want to say by Marks.
Let me see. Okay, hold on here. Bad Googler, Carmen.
No, come on. Don't blame yourself.
I think it's
the stream. It's hot.
The original classic big wheel, 16-inch tricycle, made in the USA. Doesn't say by who.
I can't remember if it was Marks or Mattel, but it was one or the other.
Hold on. I'm going to find out. I can do
this.
But
then once I saw that the adult-sized big wheel came, because I have an obsessive compulsion.
I kind of picture Pee-wee Herman. Like,
Right. I wonder what kind of stares you would get on the highway on the way in, like on Lakeshore Drive as I'm pulling in an adult-sized big wheel. What's wrong with that guy?
Looks
like he's having fun. He's smiling. That's all that matters.
I sort of envision that you actually got here today on a big wheel.
The adult size one or the kid size one?
I felt like the adult. There's like a high roller adult big wheel. I feel like that's how you show up. And
okay, Bill, I think I found our two-wheel contraption.
What is it?
The crazy car.
That's it. That's it exactly.
Yes.
The crazy car.
Yeah.
So on each side, you would sit in a little disc, like a flying saucer looking disc, and then your hands would hold like a lever, and you would spin them around. You could either do it at the same time or kind of section it off, and that's what would create a spin.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Now, how is it I was able to ride in that? Because I thought that came about after the big wheel. So how was I able to fit in that?
It says on Amazon they're unavailable, so...
Oh, I don't think they've made them in... I've not seen one in 30 years.
You know what I had the other day?
What's this?
The same thing at all, but I had a Charleston shoe. I feel like that just goes
those
in the
hold
air.
Up yes. beautifully.
They're incredible.
They hold up very, very well.
Still delicious.
Where did you find one?
It was on, I think, Target. Perhaps had
they've
the Charles-
had Charleston shoes.
Yeah, don't you think it's isn't it an underrated
they
candy
have
bar?
Them,
yes,
actually they have them at
no hesitation.
Sunset
no.
Foods in Highland Park. They have this like little small little.
That's where I got
stand.
It. That is where I got it.
With all the retro candy.
Yeah, we were in
were
there
you going
picking
to see
up. We were going to Chelsea's mom's for July 4th, and we were getting flowers, and then I saw the chew. I'm like, I'm buying a
gotta
Charleston.
Get those.
I gotta get a Charleston chew.
They used to have three or four flavors. Did you get the chocolate?
I went original.
That's the chocolate, right?
Yeah. I left it in the car for like a month,
mm-mm.
And then and all the chocolate like came apart when I ate it, but it was still delicious.
Yeah,
stands the test of time.
There was a company.
Those
Zots are good too.
They have
so sour.
There. so sour.
There was a company that used to do this thing where, as a birthday present to somebody, you would tell them the year that that person was born, and they would send you an assortment of candy from that year. Ooh. But I thought that their mistake was, you don't remember the candy from the year you were born. You remember the candy from the year you were eight.
Right.
So it should be your birth year plus eight. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
That's better.
Yeah, you just fixed a major problem right there.
See, people, right.
People that right. They were trying to do something good, but they didn't really think it all the way through.
Did you guys ever use, there was a candy called Lick-A-Made where
oh, yeah.
It was three
Lick-A-Stick.
Packets of powder,
yeah.
And then you would take that white stick. Lick the stick, put it in the powder.
That thing was delicious.
The powder was just pure cane sugar.
You know, it was a little bit better than a Pixie stick.
Yes. Why was it better? It was better.
The problem with the Pixie stick was when you put your mouth on there and it was paper.
Yeah.
So the powdery stuff got wet and it wouldn't come out because it was stuck to the paper.
Oh, you're right.
And you'd have cut off the paper that got wet.
Yeah. Until eventually, if you got the jumbo Pixie sticks, it was a
plastic. Yes.
Right. So that eliminated the paper problem.
We're talking about the paper with like the little dots of candy?
No.
Candy buttons.
A Pixie stick looks like a straw, basically, but it's paper. And it has, it looks like, you know, Kool-Aid powder in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it would come sliding out.
And the spokesperson was like a demonic-looking elf, an insane sugar-buzzed elf.
Yeah.
Who just,
I guess he was the pixie.
Right.
I loved the Keebler elf.
Yes. I used to know his name. I can't think of his name.
I feel like
they used to say it in the commercials sometimes.
Right. I'm just remembering watching the commercials and feeling like the world was in a perfect place. And you were going to have a great cookie.
Right.
And
right.
You'll live in a treehouse, and everything was fine.
So, if you could go back, like, what's the one? Is there one kid's food or toy or something that you would just love to have at least one more time? What would it be?
I mean, I still am pretty active in my kid consumption.
You still find it? Yeah.
I mean, we used to have growing up. We'd have Snickers bars, the minis in the house. I mean,
those are classic. They'll never go out of style.
Stands the test of time. I would, as a kid, I would make. Like the first thing I ever learned to cook was the chocolate chip pancake.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a real strong. I get the good buttery crust on the outside of that pancake with some good chocolate chips on there. That I haven't done that in a long time. That feels like maybe something I would like
Did
to go
you
back
do
to.
Bisquick, or were you like Bisquick. Aunt Jemima mix?
No, we went Bisquick. I thought anybody who didn't do Bisquick was just like absolutely raised poorly. Like that's are you kidding? Bisquick's the only choice, and then Log Cabin for the syrup. I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And then I would go to other kids' houses and they'd have Aunt Jemima, and I'm like,
no,
this is terrible. Who's the mom and dad around here?
Were you old enough to have, from the world of candy, did you ever have a Marathon bar? Do you remember those, Kim?
Yes.
Those were the really long bars. A guy named Marathon John, who was John Wayne's son. Patrick Wayne did the commercials.
Really?
Those were really good. There was also a bar for a while called a 7-Up bar. That didn't taste like 7-Up the drink, but it had seven separate sections of different flavors. There was a caramel section. There was a milk chocolate, a dark chocolate, a nougat, the coconut one that I didn't like. I should have saved those for you.
You should
I didn't
have.
Want the coconut.
It would still stand the test of time.
Yeah.
The Marathon bar looks delicious.
Oh, the Marathon bar was so good. There was also Chocolite that had little crispy... I don't know how to describe them. They were these little, very, very small chips that were crispy in the Chocolite.
Like,
and then when you let it melt,
chips?
No, they were, I would say, a third of an inch. They were so small. Sometimes, like, you'd try to melt it in your mouth so you could take it out and look and see what it was, but it would dissolve by then.
Remember the chunky bars? I always thought they were sort of cool because they weren't long. They were square.
Yeah. Square, but weren't they kind of beveled?
They had a little dome to them, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good.
Yes.
The chunky bars. Don't they still make chunky? Are those gone?
And Zagnuts.
$2.78 right now on Instacart chunky bar.
So they're still out there. They've just raised the price because they were a quarter.
In a chunky bar?
They may have done a variation with raisins.
The original chunky bar... Doesn't say is
silver metallic foil
some red.
Right
milk chocolate with peanuts and raisins. You're right.
There were raisins.
Yeah,
nicely done
with chocolate and some other things that I can't read it here.
My mom
Yeah.
Where my mom grew up, there was a candy store called Pacetti's Candies. And whenever we would go back to what she referred to as the old neighborhood, she'd go to my brother and I, let's see if Mr. Pacetti's still here. So we would go to his candy store. And the problem was, even though it was a candy store, so you go, well, that's heavenly. What's wrong with that? He didn't get any new inventory. So the candy we were eating when I was a kid was the candy that was backlogged in the office from when my mom was a little girl. So you'd bite it and your tooth would just yell at you. Like, what are you doing to me? Candy's bad enough, but candy from the 40s. What are you doing? But he was always so good. Oh, we haven't had a customer in a while. I know.
I mean, they didn't have expiration dates on it back
no.
then. He was within
right.
the letter of the law.
Yeah, now almost everything says best if consumed by, but back right. then that just did not
didn't
exist.
Happen.
All right.
We had gazelles. We had the front, the confection connection. Do you remember the confection connection?
Still there.
What is that?
That was.
Is that a candy store?
That's a candy store.
In Highland Park.
And then, oh, that sounds good.
Is still there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's there.
That sounds
goodies,
really
was
good.
Was Goodies there when you were
I don't remember Goodies.
Living in Highland Park?
Getting a turtle was a big thing back then.
Where was Goodies? I've heard of that one.
It's on in Highland Park on Central.
Oh, I know where that is.
It's a great candy.
Yeah. Kim, thank you very much for hanging out.
Thank you.
A very special episode today. So we may win an award or two for today's broadcast. We'll say goodbye next if anyone can listen to stick around for that. It's Bill and Mark in for Wendy on WGN. Mark, I know that to the casual observer, today's show is just another in a long, long line of broadcasting what I like to consider shows. I didn't want to oversell it or undersell it. But today's was especially challenging because nobody got to hear it, but I thought it was our best show ever.
I there's no doubt that this hour, in my mind,
yeah.
could not have gone better. We got to chunky candy and everything else we just did.
Slip and slides, crazy cars.
I hope that upper management appreciates.
Oh, they'll take notice.
The incredible professionalism.
They will definitely take notice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in both today and yesterday. This was a lot of fun.
I had a great time, Bill. Thanks for having me. I really
we'll do this
it.
Again soon, I hope.
Looking forward to hearing you next week. We got Elton Jim. We got Harry Tynos
yeah,
coming in.
It's awesome. A star-studded array of co-hosts. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Do your best to stay cool. We'll see you with the slip and slide. Bye, everybody.